Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 27th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Bow your heads, Lord God, our Savior. Fill our minds with your wisdom. Give us the wisdom to lead this county in the right direction, our citizens. Bring us closer to you. Ask us your name.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin a little bit out of order today. And we're going to take item B under Commissioner's Court, which is to consider and possibly approve and accept donation of $2,400 from BASF Total Petrochemicals for use at Veterans Memorial Park pursuant to Local Government Code Section 81.032. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? And I note that we have Mr. Greg Masika and Ms. Carol Hebert here today that are representatives of Total. Commissioners, is there anything?
Judge, Commissioners, I just want to thank BASF Total Petrochemicals for their support and assistance with Veterans Park and assisting the county with different needs that we have throughout the year out there at Veterans Park. And this $2,400 will go a long ways into doing some much-needed projects out there. And it's great to have community partners such as yourself involved in this endeavor. So we thank you very much.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Would you like to come up to the podium, sir?
Good afternoon, Judge Brannick and County Commissioners. Thank you for letting me be here today with you all, and even more so the opportunity to present the donation for the purpose of Veterans Park. It was just recently that we were made aware that the park was in need of new flags, and so we're very pleased to be able to present six U.S. flags and six Texas flags to you all for use at the Veterans Park. And as you've already noted, the additional monetary donation of $2,400 to be used in general works at the park. We really appreciate the partnership with the county commissioners and for this good use, and we look forward to doing more in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Judge, I also like to say thank you to Carol Hebert. She sends me update on the traffic issues that they have in that area, and as far as the, what's that bridge, pedestrian bridge being, and I start getting calls, I'm already prepared how to answer those calls. So thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen, for that.
Carol, I echo those comments. You know, your work with the park and attending our Veterans Advisory Board meetings and being engaged. So thank you very much. Judge gets the mic.
Hi. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I'll promptly turn it over to the auditor. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Under purchasing, item A is to receive and file a bid, an IFB for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for a Cheek Community Water Community Sewer Improvements, Cheek Phase 4. This is a Texas Community Development Block Grant funded project. Item C is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for Jefferson County Courthouse Mechanical and Safety Upgrades Phase 5. Item D is to consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bids for US 90 crossover at Green Pond Gully Road. This project is going to be 100% funded by Drainage District 6. Item E is to consider and approve specifications for IFBs for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Grinder Pumps installation for Phase 4. That is also funded by a CDBG grant that's administered by the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item F is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file, and acceptance of offer for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer to Base Seal International, as shown on attachment A of the agenda. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with AOSS Medical Supply, Certified Laboratories, Hygieia EnviroClean Inc., ICS Gel Supplies, Janpack, Matera Paper Company Inc., Professional Polish Inc., and Sanitary Supply Company for the first additional one-year renewal from November 11, 2014 to November 10th of 2015. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Amendment 1 to the contract for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County, which will add tank wagon delivery from CNI Oil Company, Inc. for Jefferson County Precinct 2 Service Center and Jefferson County Precinct 3 Service Center. And lastly, item J is to consider and approve pricing proposal with Field Turf to install approximately 11,312 square feet of high-performance artificial infield grass surface for Ford Park Baseball Field Number 1 at a cost of $128,532 in accordance with the Texas Buy Board Contract Number 391-12. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? I'm sorry. Item J is to approve award of Cheek Community Service Sewer Improvements Cheek Phase 4, again a CDBG grant funded project from Texas Department of Agriculture to T. Johnson Industries in the amount of $139,314 with 120 calendar days, and that amount is a change from what was originally posted on the agenda. Item K is to discuss and possibly approve job order contract with Construction Zone for emergency fire alarm replacements in the downtown jail in the amount of $774,784.61 in accordance with the TCPN contract. Okay, do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Yes, you want to take it separately? Okay, let's go with A through J. Do I have a motion on A through J?
Move.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Alfred. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Last item, K, is to discuss and possibly approve job order contract with Construction Zone for emergency fire alarm replacement downtown jail in the amount of $774,784.61. Do we have a motion on that item? Been moved.
Second.
And seconded. Now discussion. If you want to talk about the bids, I will talk about the Jail Standards Commission.
And
okay.
No, that's
what type fire alarm?
Yes, sir.
And smoke.
And ventilation. I mean, it's a combination of everything that's needed to meet all the requirements of local and state and jail standards. And I think the judge visited with jail standards. He might want to embellish on that a little bit.
Yeah, the sheriff and I.
This is my first time here.
And
that's why I asked.
The engineer that was hired by Bailey Architects to design the system, we traveled to Austin last Thursday and met with jail standards. Obviously, they consider this a very important project that's worthy of our immediate attention because of the presence of prisoners over there. I think mainly their concerns, although they felt that the technology that we're utilizing for the smoke detection was the most sophisticated available, they had had some problems at a couple other jails with the system that related to installation, and I think putting them in the actual prisoner cells where they could be stopped up by the prisoners. And once they understood that our detection devices would be in the chases behind the cells and that we weren't dependent solely on the HVA system for the flow of the smoke through the detectors, they were comfortable, I think, with what came about. It obviously is a very large sum of money. We have a contract for the lease of that facility right now. It pays us about $100,000 a year, I think, but there are expenses associated with that, including water and supplemental pay for some of the sheriff's department officials who work in overseeing operations over there. However, it is an important facility. Does bring in some money. We do have to keep it air conditioned in any event to prevent mold from growing, and there may be a chance, I'll let the sheriff address it, that some point in the future it might be needed for county purposes. But sheriff?
Let me just address it, the downtown jail here, just for a second. I don't want anybody to be under the illusion that we don't utilize that jail for county prisoners at all. We're moving up to 150 prisoners a day in and out of that facility that are down here for court at the beginning of the week, and it dwindles down. So it's not just, don't want you to be under the impression that it's just LaSalle that has inmates in that facility. We utilize it as well. It's absolutely important that we maintain an alarm system in there so that that jail meets our jail standards. It is our place for evacuation during hurricanes. And the reality is we're very much on the verge of being out of maximum security bed space at our facility on 69. The day is quickly getting here where we may have to put some of our own prisoners back in this facility downtown. And it's cheaper than building a new jail. So
I guess my question is for Deb or our county attorney. Obviously, due to the circumstances surrounding this, the local government code allows for us to utilize the job order contract. Is that correct?
Well, and it was an emergency because obviously jail standards does not like for the system to be non-working. And the purchasing department did take the bids and went out and had it repriced by independent companies that, and they actually came back with a higher price than what our bid came in at. So,
you know, Judge, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just a guy like this. I sit up here with five individuals, and to a great degree, this was my first time hearing that we did not have fire alarms over in that system, over in that particular jail. And my memory, and the only reason I asked the question, because I remember when we started the process with the courthouse here, that we had, and you mentioned, somebody mentioned Bailey Architect, go and check for our fire alarm systems, you got to slow everything down for that. So that's the only reason I ask. Yeah. I have no problem with the facility that's used, but I do feel that we need to, this court, need to be brought aware of things like this. That's the only thing I would have to say.
I don't disagree with you, Commissioner. We had originally planned to do the entire courthouse, including that area, as one job and one bid. Because you'll recall that we got the $450,000 grant from the Texas Historical Commission. But when this arose a couple of weeks ago, then, you know, we immediately got with jail standards and wanted to bid it out on an emergency basis to make sure that they didn't shut the jail down. So, and I'm sorry that this is the first time you're hearing about it.
And just also, Judge, just one point of clarification. The system wasn't totally down. It just wasn't. David, you want to step up and kind of brief us on what was actually taking place so there's no misconception about the overall system?
The annunciator, which we read down in the basement, did not display. The alarms would go off, the smoke detector would go off. The only way to reset it is going over there and manually looking for it, powering down the system, resetting it, put it back in service. It didn't do it through the computer anymore. And,
the
front end was down on it.
The automated part of it was virtually, and we've tried in the past, the system here at the courthouse as well, has been band-aided together, if you recall, what prompted us to replace it in this, you know, overall package, phase five. But unfortunately, the jail part of it that's on a separate panel over there but reports to the main panel in this building pretty much went down. The alarms would go off, so there was notification, but it just wasn't reporting like it should have. So, thank you.
Real quick, you may not know this, David. When the alarms go out, off, does the fire department dispatch?
Yes.
My alarm went off in the courthouse this Saturday and no one came. That's why I was so.
It's supposed to.
Okay.
It'd be automatic.
Okay.
Ours is monitored through
that's what I thought
system.
They should have. The voting, some of your ladies told me that the alarm went off and my guy responded to turn it off. Okay, I just want.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and let's see here. Move on to county auditor. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for payroll accruals in the amount of $2,118. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for the county morgue for additional cost in the amount of $58,000. Item C is to consider approved fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for an inventory adjustment for Coverstone in the amount of $17,500. Item D is to consider and approve a 2014 budget amendment for Indigent Healthcare for an inventory adjustment for pharmaceuticals in the amount of $50,000. Item E is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for the service center as an inventory adjustment for gasoline in the amount of $2,383. Item F is consider and approve a 2014 budget transfer for mosquito control for an inventory adjustment for chemicals and sprays in the amount of $12,000. Item G is consider and approve a 2014 budget amendment for transfers out for the match on the 2013 Port Security Grant funding in the amount of $172,662. And item H is regular county bills check numbers 400025 through 400273. Have a motion on those items under auditing.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Home Care and Hospice Month. Item B is consider and possibly approve and accept. Oh, we've already done that. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation contract between Jefferson County and Spindletop Center for the services of a mental health liaison officer. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute contract between Jefferson County and Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson for collection of fines and fees for the county courts of Jefferson County, Texas. Item E is to receive and file an executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Air Liquide Industries, USLP. Item F is consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Item G is to receive and file the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2014 for Jefferson County. Item H is to consider and possibly approve an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the cities of Port Neches, Nederland, Groves, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Hardin County, and the City of Orange for a 25% cash match on projects submitted to the 2014 Port Security Grant related to the regional radio interoperability system. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item, A, which is consider authorizing the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to submit local occupancy taxes to the county quarterly rather than monthly, and this is on their little cabin that they just recently built down at Sea Rim Park. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that creates, that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Ms. Gidry, the problems that Nederland get taken care of with machine problem on the voting machine? I don't know, I just heard some things this morning, I didn't know what the...
Yeah, I asked her, she said something about calibrating, right?
Well, we've heard, not from voters themselves, but from the, mostly coming from the media, that it's been reported to them that we've had issues with the voting machines. The machines are old, as we said before. We have gone out to calibrate some of the machines, but that's normal for every election. We do calibrate once they go out. But anytime the machine is not responding to the voter's touch, because they are touch screens, they are sensitive, then we do go out and recalibrate those machines that if they need it during the course of the early voting period. So we are having heavy voting during the course of this election. We've had an outstanding first week, exceeded the 2010 election cycle, and hopefully the election will proceed as it's going now with heavy voting for this last week. So nothing out of the ordinary for this election. We will continue to monitor the machines to make sure if they do get out of calibration that our techs will be on site to recalibrate those machines if there are any problems.
Well, you say that they're members of the voting public have not been complained to your staff about it?
I have not gotten any complaints from a voter. I have only gotten hearsay complaints from the media and from, mostly from the media, and I even got a call from the Secretary of State from an email that they received from a voter. Not from a voter, but from the media, in fact. It came from, it came from the Republican Party, in fact. Came from Billy Oliver, which I had already talked to Mr. Oliver about that incident that he reported. So we're handling it, Judge. We're doing
the best we can.
And Ms. Gidry, I know you say voting is, what was the word you use, extremely tired and...
Our turnout is higher than it was for the 2010 election. I don't have the exact numbers right now, but we do have an increase in voter turnout from the 2010 election. So if we keep up at the pace that we're having right now, we're going to definitely, we've already exceeded the numbers from the 2010 governor's race, and we expect that voter participation to continue to increase that we have had so far. So.
Well, I want to encourage my precinct voters to get out because my numbers are low in my precinct overall.
Right.
So I don't want people to get misconstrued about what you just said because in Port Arthur and my precinct voting is extremely low, and I would encourage people to exercise their rights of their choice.
Well,
Thank you. We
still have a low turnout considering the number of registered voters in the county, but when you look at the 2010 election for the last election, that's what I'm comparing it to. Right. But we still have another week of early voting all the way through this Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. this week, and then, of course, Election Day is November the 4th. We do want to remember that we can vote on any polling location on Election Day. Thank you.
All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
I think they want to take a picture.
You bet.
Commissioners, I think they want Cook Howell to take a picture.
I have one out for you, Judge.